Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to 365 Days with MXM Tune. I'm Maya, a singer, songwriter, video maker, Oakland native, and a believer in progress in many forms. I'm also a huge fan of history. I love untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, and anything weird, dark, and funky from the past. Each day I'm going to share one of my favorite deep cuts with you, so let's take a look at today's stories.
It's 365 with MXM Tune. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.
On a regular traffic day in 2021, you can get from New York City to the state capital, Albany, in about 3 hours. But back in 1800, when the most direct route was to sail along the Hudson River, the same trip could take up to a week or more. That is, until the steamboat changed everything. On this day in 1807, the first commercially successful steamboat chugged its way from New York City to Albany, making the trip in barely over 1 day and charting a new path for industrial expansion and economic growth in America. The boat was called the North River Steamboat, and the man who designed it was Robert Fulton. Let's reverse. Steamboats are self-powered and can travel at consistent speeds up or downstream, massively cutting time and expense compared to traditional sailing. But before the successful ride of Fulton's boat, most people thought the idea of a steam-powered boat was pure lunacy. In fact, critics called the North River Steamboat Fulton's Folly, mocking the creator, Robert Fulton. At the time, few people could envision steam being powerful enough to move something as large as a boat or a train. Steam engines worked by heating up liquid until it steams within a confined space. Because steam takes up more space than liquid, pressure builds up as the steam expands. Have you ever been cooking and had the pot boil over the lid? Well, that's because of the steam. In a steam engine, this pressurized steam is used to push a system into constant motion and generate power. You could probably imagine the doubts that people had, trying to grasp how something as light as steam could power something as heavy as a boat. But scientists and inventors are blazing a new trail in alternative steam power. Sometimes the discoveries came by accident. In one case, a blacksmith's apprentice in Delaware pranked his employer by stuffing a wet wad of cloth down the barrel of a gun and then putting the gun in a furnace. After a few moments of heating up, with the water and the cloth turning to steam, the ball of cloth exploded from the gun and scared the living heck out of everyone in the shop. A young inventor named Oliver Evans observed the prank and began working on ideas for steam propulsion. In Europe, the first steam-powered ship set sail in France in 1776. 11 years later, an American inventor named John Fitch successfully floated a steamboat on the Delaware River. A handful of other steam-powered boats and ships were being tested on rivers across the world. However, none of these had caught on with the public or turned into profitable endeavors. In other words, nobody was paying to take a steamboat up the river. People didn't trust these newfangled contraptions. And this is where Robert Fulton and the North River Steamboat come in. Robert Fulton started his career as a painter. He traveled throughout Europe getting paid to paint until he finally got bored of the leisurely artistic life and took up engineering and inventing. A true Renaissance man. Fun fact, if you live in or have ever visited New York City, you might know the major subway system, Fulton Street Station, named for the great inventor and steamboat entrepreneur, Robert Fulton. Anyways, back to the 1800s. Fulton tinkered with steam power for years, until in 1807, he finally had a steamboat ready to attempt a journey from New York City to Albany, a trip never before attempted by steam power. Fulton designed the engine, and a man named Robert Livingston, an investor and early socialist politician, covered the bills and invited members of the public to join for the ride. The ship set off from New York Harbor with so many critics looking on that Fulton said, "There were not perhaps 30 persons in the city who believed that the boat would ever move 1 mile an hour." Instead, the boat chugged along at 5 miles an hour, which was far faster than other boats traveled at the time. They passed other boats on the river so quickly that onlookers said it seemed like other boats were all standing still. A newspaper in Poughkeepsie, which is about halfway between New York City and Albany, reported that local farmers saw the boat coming and thought it was a sea monster. They had never seen anything like it, moving so fast on the water and covered in chimneys and billowing black smoke. The boat safely docked in Albany within 32 hours of travel time. The public response was overwhelming, and soon, travel steamboat became the trendy new way to get around. North River Steamboat Company turned a profit in the first year and never looked back. In the 1900s, as railroads, automobiles, and eventually airplanes took over, the steamboat fell to the wayside. It wasn't the fastest way to travel anymore, and soon even ships would be fueled by gas engines, which are far more powerful. Still, you can go for a nostalgic steamboat ride in many American cities that have repurposed historic steamboats into tourist attractions. They may not be the vessels of economic growth that they once were, but they still offer a leisurely cruise down or up the river. Now, let's talk about music. You might remember a band named Pussy Riot. It was on this day in 2012 that three of their members were sentenced to jail. But why? Pussy Riot is a feminist Russian punk band and a performance art group with a rotating membership of around 11 women. The group would stage unauthorized guerrilla performances in public spaces as a protest against President Vladimir Putin and advocating for women's and LGBTQ plus rights. Members would wear ski masks and other disguises to protect their identities. On February 21, 2012, the group held a protest concert on the steps of Moscow's Cathedral of Christ the Savior. The concert was broken up by authorities, and the members escaped, but a few weeks later, three women were arrested: Nadia Telekonikova, Masha Aliokhina, and Yekaterina Samosevich. On August 17, 2012, the three women were sentenced to 2 years in prison for, the court said, hooliganism motivated by religious hatred. While some Russian Catholics were offended by the concert, the band had been very clear that their protest wasn't aimed to offend any religious people, but rather to demand rights for oppressed Russians. In the international community, artists, musicians, politicians, and public figures voiced support of the women, including Madonna, Paul McCartney, Bjork, and Hillary Clinton. The band was released from prison in 2013, and all three have continued to fight against oppression since.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, everyone. It's Mikey from the artist known as Mikey. Today is July 17th, 2021. It's a big day. I get to celebrate an anniversary of a release today. In July 17th, 2020, I put out a song called Hand Me Down. And at the time, it was so nice to put out. I was sitting on it for so long. It was just a good feeling to finally share it with the world. And here we are today. I get to celebrate the one-year anniversary of it being out there. So hope everyone's got their little wins to celebrate today. Hope everyone's happy and healthy and, just having a dope day.
And now for today's final segment, I'll be going back into my own photo archives to see what I was up to on an August 17th in my life. My life is always less exciting than any of the facts that are currently happening. Although I am one person, it is quite hard to find interesting facts about myself. Oh my god, okay. August 17th, 2015, I have a screenshot of my YouTube banner that I made for myself at the time because I wanted to show videos of my life, you know? And I posted it exactly like that. I wish I could show it to you. It's like MXMTune, guess what? In all caps. In my video banner, I had MXMTune in all caps at one point. And then underneath it says videos for my life, period. It's so minimalistic and it looks really bad, honestly. I'm so glad I've gotten better at like creating visual aspects to go with my project, but it is really cute. I was like trying to make my layout on my YouTube look nicer, I guess. Thanks for going back in time with me, and remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. You can come back tomorrow for more stories from the past.
It's 365 with MXM2. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.